99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Blinding Lights is now Billboard Hot 100's record topper for longest charting solo song. 78 weeks on the chart. If you're keeping track, that's over a year.
That's excessive.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Listen,
it's still behind AWOL Nation's Sail, which has 79 weeks, and Imagine Dragons' Radioactive at 87 weeks on the chart. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, there you go. A weekend doing okay for himself there on 99.7 DJX. If I may turn your attention to the sky, because you may see what looks like a ring of fire in the sky this morning.
Ooh.
Yep. It is an eclipse that's happening, a solar eclipse, where the moon is passing between the Earth and the sun. So it's expected around sunrise. So I can't tell. You may be able to see it right now. It may be happening here in the next few minutes. But yeah, it's going to appear like a ring of fire. So obviously, try not to look directly at the eclipse because you're still looking at portions of the sun.
Right, yeah. That's
bad for the eyeballs. Yep, bad for the eyeballs. But yeah, cool little space moment happening right now, solar eclipse, which I had no idea was even happening. Man, we've had a lot of, like, lunar things here so far this year. Everything from, you know, the blood moon that was happening.
Uh-huh.
Just, like, what, last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. Now, solar eclipse. Woo! Space!
Dang.
Yeah! Okay, that's good.
That's very exciting.
All right, I think we're good with that. We've checked off the space box of our itinerary here this morning, so
yeah,
I think we're good to go.
Yeah, we said, look at it, but don't look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so Hot Dad, another shot for you to get in on that coming up in about 1 hour from right now. Feel-good stories here in minutes, and you're setting the bar story coming up here by the end of the hour. Good morning, guys. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So this also checks off the sports box.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's the Washington football team. They're marking its third phase of organized team activities on Tuesday with a little social media fun. They made team chalkboard signs like school kids that they held up on their first day of school, and it's pretty hilarious.
That. I like that.
So the younger players were really into it. Uh-huh. They're smiling. They're having fun with their little pictures. They have their name. It's first day of whatever year it is that they're playing.
Sure.
My teacher is. I am this old.
Like
I am this tall.
Like their coach would be like and their my, teacher
yes,
or whatever.
Exactly. Right. So Ryan Fitzpatrick is not necessarily enjoying it.
So Ryan Fitzpatrick, yeah, he's a veteran quarterback. He's been around the league, played for a bunch of different teams, but now he's playing for the Washington football team.
So his sign says he's starting year 17.
Oh,
he's 38 years old.
Right.
His
right.
teacher is Mr. Rivera.
Uh-huh. Coach.
He is 74 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And his friends are Curtis and Terry. McLaurin is what who, one of them he's referencing to.
Right.
Terry did not list Ryan as one of his friends. That had to hurt.
That had to hurt. Yeah, Terry is a wide receiver, so obviously, you know, a friend to
so
a quarterback.
So he listed
for
all
sure.
the wide receivers.
Right. That's
yeah.
funny. And his really he's got funny. Kind of that deadpan face, too.
Yes, and a real big, girthy, fluffy beard.
Almost.
Just,
yeah. Almost like it's a police lineup.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is kind of frowning. It's a little bit of a scowl, funny. And it's pretty funny because it's such a really pretty cute, colorful chalk sign.
Yes.
Like, looks very childlike.
I like that.
And you can see it. It's pretty hilarious. At Ben and Kelly Show, we'll tweet it out.
All right. I like that. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a pretty humorous guy, too. I mean, he's been known around the league just as kind of a jokester and one of those guys that just, you can tell, is having fun at the game.
He nails it.
Well, David Spade was the first celebrity to be announced as the guest replacement host for Bachelor in Paradise, replacing Chris Harrison. But now, apparently, he's not the only one. So, like, people like Lil Jon going to be a part of it.
There are a lot of random, like, yes, celebrity fans of the show, and I think that's who they're trying to tap.
Right. Tytus Burgess, Lance Bass from NSYNC going to be
Sure, that makes sense.
So, I mean, we'll see how it all works. I guess Wells Adams and Sarah Hyland from, like, Modern Family will be a part of Bachelor in Paradise this summer as well.
Wells has been, like, the bartender on that show forever, and he was like
he was a bachelor
a million years ago on one of the seasons, and he's kind of like stuck around like as the bartender on Bachelor in Paradise forever, and then, you know, he's been dating Sarah Hyland for a long time.
Well, Wells Adams, I mean, he's stuck around because he's hysterical.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Yeah, he's a funny dude. He was a radio guy in Nashville. Yeah, I want to say, for a long time. So anyways, yeah, the Bachelor in Paradise, you're going to see a rotation of hosts, including Lil Jon, David Spade, Lance Bass, all sorts of people like that. So for those of you who don't know, Kelly K has kind of a crush on Ryan Reynolds and has
kind of a crush
for years.
I have like a shrine on my little Facebook page to him. Yeah, it's a little crush.
Yeah, so, you know, he is, he's got a company, Aviator Gin. He's got his hands in a lot of stuff, you know, besides just acting. So, and he's kind of known for his quirky, funny little ads associated with each, right?
He's a genius marketer.
Yeah. So
he owns a marketing company.
So his latest for Aviator Gin is a new Father's Day cocktail.
It's Father's Day. We're going to celebrate with the mother of all cocktails. First, fill a tall glass with ice, the way children fill our lives with so much joy.
Okay, so he's going through the ingredients of this cocktail and just enlisting all the great things about being a father.
Next, pour 1 ounce of cranberry juice. Sweet, just like their little smiles.
Oh.
Then, pour 3 ounces of tonic. So bubbly, just like I feel every day I wake up after a long, full night's sleep.
How many of you are thinking that he's all tongue-in-cheek at this point?
Oh, we know that. He's always tongue-in-cheek. He's got three daughters now.
I was going to say, this is not sincere. Ryan Reynolds continues.
Now, add a dash of lemon juice. Fresh if you have a few minutes to squeeze one, or store-bought if the little ones have you running around a bit today, the little scamps. Finally, 1.5 ounces of Aviation American Gin. Now that is as refreshing as fatherhood. Well, something I call the vasectomy for no reason at all. Happy Father's Day, everyone.
Call it the vasectomy. That's pretty funny.
Sounds tasty.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, you can. We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show. Coming up next, it's a setting the bar story. You know, Sweet 16 parties, pretty fun, right?
Very exciting. It's like a rite of passage, even.
Yeah, but when Connie's throwing you one, that's not a great thing, and we'll explain why on the way. All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, describe what these stories are.
Well, they're at the basics, what not to do. It's a small little hurdle. We're confident you can jump over, but obviously this person could not.
Yeah. That's right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without being the homeowner that gets a Sweet 16 and never been fixed party for your house, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. 16 years?
Yeah, Louisiana is where we're headed for this. Connie's got some words about this house that's in their neighborhood that is been left vacant in severe disrepair for 16 years.
We have a wonderful, beautiful neighborhood, and we're forced to live with this, not just eyesore, but rodent situation, black mold situation, a pool that's has water in it again because all the boards are popping, and there's water, and now we're going to have another mosquito infestation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
So I guess this house has been vacant since Hurricane Katrina, I believe.
But it's owned by someone, right?
Yes, but they don't live in the house. They live somewhere else in the city, but it's the only time this owner has popped up to do any repairs on the house is when it's been cited by the...
Oh, wow.
Right, exactly, by the neighborhood. So the neighborhood...
Oh, what a nightmare.
...is throwing a Sweet 16 and never been fixed party in the hopes that the attention will cause, you know, the situation to come, you know, forward and force the homeowner to either sell the property or tear it down or something.
Wow. And so they've, I'm assuming Connie's gone to the city to try to get something done about it in the past.
Yeah. A few years ago, they passed an ordinance because of this situation that abandoned pools had to be filled. And so here's the situation with this house. They just covered it with plywood.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I bet that looks attractive.
Yeah. So again, you know, hey, it's a seller's market, guys. You know,
it is. Like, why are they holding on to that property if they're doing nothing to
it?
Right. I don't understand. 16 years is a long time.
I know.
It's obviously not making the money as a rental.
No, no, it's not. So, yeah, try to make it through the day, the week, the month without being the homeowner that gets the old sweet 16 and never been fixed party for your house. All right.
Did they invite the owner?
Yeah, it's like, hey, let's go ahead and invite Ted to this one, all right?
Yeah, let's see if maybe he gets the idea.
Yeah, there you go. That's okay. Setting the bar. All right, hey, do me a favor. Tell me what you hear. Remember maybe a year or two ago, the internet was going crazy about whether you heard the words, you know, or saw, sorry, written like in script, Yanni versus Laurel. Or
yes.
you would hear certain things and you'd be like, it's all based on what you see written on the screen is kind of what you hear. This is kind of another thing that is going around TikTok right now. So do you hear Bart Simpson bouncing? Do you hear this soccer crowd cheering rotating pirate ship? This isn't my receipt. Lobsters in motion. There's more, but you're like, how in the world does...
Those are all very different.
I know, but...
What is happening?
Listen.
Bart Simpson bouncing.
Okay, so Bart Simpson bouncing?
Yeah.
Bart Simpson bouncing.
Okay, now, listen to it. Rotating pirate ship.
Bart Simpson bouncing.
Rotating pirate ship.
Oh, wow.
This isn't my receipt.
Bart Simpson bouncing.
Lobsters in motion.
Bart Simpson bouncing.
Okay, so these are like different phrases of their chant.
No, they're saying
it's the same phrase?
Yeah, they're saying the same phrase, but...
The same phrase?
It's all what you hear. And again, no one knows what they're saying. This soccer crowd, it went viral on TikTok. That is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
Yes.
Do you hear lactates in pharmacy?
That is embarrassing.
OMG.
Or baptism piracy.
Baptism piracy.
Holy cow. You're telling me that's the same phrase over and over
and over
again.
Same phrase over and over again.
We're hearing it that differently every time.
I know. So that's kind of been going viral on TikTok. What is this soccer crowd chanting? Is it Bart Simpson bouncing?
Baptism bouncing.
Rotating pirate ship. I mean,
now see that time Bart Simpson bouncing stuck in my brain every time I heard it.
What about I'm chasing Martian?
Bart Simpson Martian.
I heard lactating on that one. Yeah. Lactating Martian is what I heard.
Lactating Martian could probably work too. We tweeted this video. You can watch it yourself and be just as confused. But yeah, that's been going viral on TikTok the past couple days. I saw it on a Reddit thread there. At Ben and Kelly Show. Feel good. Let's get to this. Every hour, we give you feel-good stories brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Grab a box of tissues for this one because it's bittersweet. Mm-hmm. DRB did this story on Monday. Ballard High School senior Sydney Martin's mother was laid to rest after a long battle with cancer. And then later that day, she joined her softball team in the 7th region final against Louisville Male High School.
I knew that she wanted me to finish it out. So I knew in the back of my head that I was going to do it no matter what.
With the game still tied at zero, Sydney had her first at-bat.
All right, and this is the coach.
I put my hand on her shoulder.
He told me that my mom is with me and she's my angel in the outfield.
And at the time, it was a huge moment because we had runners second and third. We're playing a great team in Mel. There's two outs.
The count was 3-2, and I fouled off a bunch, and then I got my pitch.
Oh, wow.
Boom. I mean, it was like a rocket coming off that bat.
When I did hit it, I knew it was gone.
Man, that gave me chills.
I know. It's like a movie scene. I mean, she got a three-run home run, her first home run of the season. She's running around the bases. She said about second base, she started crying.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire team is going nuts, waiting for her at home plate.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, just unbelievable. And that gave them the lead for good. They ended up winning the game, and they're going to the state tournament this weekend.
Look at that.
Yeah. Unbelievable strength. Can't even imagine how difficult that was for her, but just unbelievable. Bittersweet.
Yeah, her mom was definitely with her.
Oh, 100%. We will tweet out the story. You can see it. You should see it. See the entire. They did a great job on the story, DRB, at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Earlier this hour, I played for you this soccer crowd chant.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
And the internet can't decide whether they hear Bart Simpson bouncing.
That's what I heard.
Rotating pirate ship, lactates in pharmacy, this isn't mercy, lobsters in motion.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I heard lobsters in motion that time because that was the last thing you said. I think whatever it is that you're telling me, that's mm-hmm. what it is. That's exactly what I hear.
I bring this back up because Frank messaged us and was like, I think the soccer crowd Ben was playing were actually chanting, this is embarrassing, because British soccer fans often chant stuff like that when they're unhappy with their team's performance or their manager. So that makes sense.
Okay.
So this is embarrassing. Let's listen.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Or that is embarrassing. Yeah.
No, I'm back to Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson bouncing. All right. That's cool. All right. Well, thanks, Frank, for that clarification. But yeah, we tweeted that if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show. I'm going to go ahead and toss the phone number out here early just so you have it. 502-571-9970, because I feel like you're going to want to chime in on this group therapy, where if you have an issue and you just want the opinion of our listeners, you can send us a message, send us an email at Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll toss it out there and see what we can do for you. Good morning, Emily.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. So, hey, thanks for allowing us to contact you on this. What's up?
So, I've kind of been upset for this for a few weeks, and mm-hmm. I really need to know what you guys think I should do.
All right.
I've been dating this guy for 8 months, uh-huh. and he's been absolutely amazing. Like, he gets along with my 12-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
He was helping with his homework the last couple of months of school, and I thought it was great, until my son got in trouble for cheating on an exam a few weeks ago.
Ooh. Oh, that's no good.
Yeah, and so I found out that my son had a cheat sheet on him that my boyfriend helped him make.
Oh, that's not good.
He told my son that it was, like, okay to cheat on exams as long as you never get caught.
Oh, what? What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, obviously I got really mad at my boyfriend.
Right.
Like, this is not the, absolutely not the lesson I want my son to learn. And
right.
my boyfriend doesn't have any kids. So I've kind of been trying to rationalize this as just maybe his inexperience with parenting.
I mean, inexperience with parenting is one thing, but I feel like even the most inexperienced of parents know not to tell other kids, you know, to cheat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, also, like, maybe that's a judge of his moral character. Like, I don't think I should ignore, like, the massive red flag it threw up in my mind, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, did he apologize?
Yeah, he said he was so sorry, like, he'll never do anything like this ever again. And then he kind of, you know, told me that my son misinterpreted what he was trying to teach him, which seems a little fishy to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then he honestly just won't stop apologizing. Like, he still does it, even though it's been a few weeks. And I really do feel like he's sincere.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm wondering, like, should I forgive him for this? Like, my son really likes him.
Oh, okay, that was going to be my question. Does your son, okay, so he likes him. Is he good in other ways?
Yeah, I mean, he's always been a great boyfriend, and, I mean, this is by far the biggest mistake he's ever made.
All right. Well, Emily, already people are jumping in on this. 502-571-9970. Yeah, you know, my red flag would be going up, too. Well, hang out, and we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Like I said, I don't think you have to be a parent to know that you don't tell a kid, hey, it's all right to cheat as long as you don't get caught.
Yeah, that is not a good life lesson in general. And I'd be a little concerned about, like, okay, what other little life lessons is he going to share that are not a great idea? And a lot of people are already kind of seeing the red flags like we do. Maggie said, nope, it's okay to cheat on a test. When is it okay to cheat in other ways as long as you don't get caught?
Now, I want to defend this guy, the boyfriend, okay? Yeah. Being a guy and being in a relationship, I want to defend this guy for a quick sec. I think he may have gotten caught up in the, I want to be cool to her son, win him over sort of whirlwind.
That's what Roxanne suggested, that maybe he was just trying to win over the kid, get him to really like him, warm up to him by, you know, helping him do something. And yeah, like you said, be cool in his eyes, but really not the way to do it. And I do, it sounds like he is very remorseful. He understands he crossed the line. I don't know if we just ditch and run at this point, but I would be concerned and on guard.
502-571-9970. Would love to hear your take on it. It's group therapy. All right, group therapy. Emily's asking if the fact her boyfriend told her son to cheat on a test was okay as long as he didn't get caught is kind of a deal breaker.
Yikes. It's obviously, that's a big mistake, and it kind of makes you question, okay, what is this guy's moral compass like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's
is
what...
Is this an indication of things down the road?
Yeah, and that's what sent up the red flag for Emily, and that's why she's been kind of hemming and hawing over this for the past few weeks and finally reached out to us.
So we got a lot of responses on text message. John and Ted don't think it's a huge red flag at this point. He's obviously very remorseful. I'd say let this just be a story y'all laugh about in a couple of months. Crystal kind of agreed with you in your perspective and thinking that maybe he was just trying to win the kid over by looking cool.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that, especially if, you know, you're just trying to be the cool boyfriend and you're not dad and you do things different than dad does. And
when you want him to like you because right. You're really like his mom.
Right.
Jared said, forgive him. You stated your point. He apologized. Jessica said, I'd ask him if it was okay if you cheated on him as long as you never got caught.
Oh, well, that's certainly putting it in perspective. Yeah.
Uh-huh. May change that perspective for him. Is it a deal breaker? What you really need to decide is whether this person has integrity and a moral compass you're compatible with. Can you trust him to do what he says he'll do and do it in an ethical way? You may need to ask him some what-if scenarios to figure out how he would handle other certain situations.
Yeah, and Lindsay brings up a good point on Facebook, like nothing to do really with his parenting style because he's not really a parent. That's right. It's his morals.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's the whole, if he thinks cheating on a test is okay, what's to stop him from cheating on you as long as he doesn't get caught? Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to jump and say that he would cheat on her because right. He told her son it was all right as long as he didn't get caught. But I get the parallels there.
Yeah, there are a couple of people that drew that. But, you know, I think the majority of people were like, this isn't a deal breaker in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And he did apologize. He knows he crossed the line. That's absolutely not a good lesson to model for a younger person, her
right.
son. So I think maybe he knows he's overstepped and hopefully he's going to be a better role model from now on.
So I know he apologized to Emily. I think he needs to apologize to the son and they move forward with this.
Yes. I think we clarify that lesson, especially if he says that his son kind of got confused on what he was trying to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
We need to clear that up ASAP.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right. If you want to chime in at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, group therapy. All Access Summer brought to you by Limitless. Every single week throughout the summer, we offer you something free. All right. Some sort of experience, concert, event, tickets to somewhere. So all summer we're doing this brought to you by Limitless. So that's pretty cool. So this week it is tickets to the Jonas Brothers in Cincinnati on September 21st. So we're playing another round of Joe Bro or JoJo.
Magical.
Yeah. For those of you who haven't heard this, know that this is very tough. And only the real, true Joe Bro fans should even attempt this game.
Uh-huh.
So,
Okay, who do we have?
That being said, let's welcome Alex from Valley Station onto the show. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Okay, so on a scale of 10 being I am practically the sister the Jonas Brothers don't have, and 1 being I know nothing about the group, who are they? Where do you fall on that scale?
Definitely a
10. Oh, all right.
Oh, wow.
All right. Okay, I like this. I like this, Alex. Okay, so for now, have you heard this game played before?
Yes.
Okay, so does that make
she
you...
She totally knows what to expect. So she's going to knock it out of the park.
Does that make you nervous, or does that fill you with anticipation?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, she's confident, though. I have faith in her.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so Alex, without further ado, what we're going to do is play clips. You just determine whether or not it is a Joe Bro clip or a clip of JoJo Siwa. Now, we all know that JoJo Siwa makes some funny noises on her videos. We all know that the Jonas Brothers do the same. So, are you ready for your first audio clue?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Alex from Valley Station, your first audio clue is... No, gosh, that was quick. Sorry, I had you pulled down, your volume pulled down. What did you say?
Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers is correct. We're all waiting for you to answer, and I look down, and I'm like, oh, I can't even hear.
Okay. Okay, it works better when it's on.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. All right, 1-for-1. Are you ready for your next audio clue?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Joe Bro or JoJo?
I'm so excited!
Okay, wow, that was quick, too.
I think my dog Poppy, though, could figure that one out.
A lot of energy there. Alex, Joe Bro or JoJo?
JoJo.
JoJo is correct. Look all right.
Wow, slaying the game.
So far, 2-for-2. You ready for your third audio clue?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Quick one. Ooh, okay. Joe Bro or JoJo? Alex, did you hear that one?
Do you have a button on?
Okay.
Okay, good.
Do you need to hear it again?
Please.
Okay, here we go. It was really quick, and I get why you missed it the first time. Okay, here we go. Your third audio clue. Okay.
Joe Bro?
Oof. Do you want to try that one more time? I didn't hear you.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Do you want to try that one more time? I just didn't hear you very well.
Yes.
Okay, what was your answer?
JoJo.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
I thought that's what you said. Yeah. I just couldn't hear it the
it's
first time.
1,000% what right. She said.
Uh-huh. All right. Last audio clue. Are you ready, Alex? This is for the whole marbles. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Gosh, the nerves. You're sweating, I'm sure. All right. Here we go. Joe Bro or JoJo?
Not much has changed, but they lived underwater.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That one's a
Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers is right. You got it. Congratulations.
All right. That was younger Jonas Brothers, all right?
That was. That yeah, from the year 3000 there. Alex, congratulations. Tickets to the Jonas Brothers.
Yay, thank you.
I know. I'm speechless, too. Hang on a quick sec. We'll get more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, she did it.
I know. You know, I need to really pay attention to their answers, because sometimes with contests that sound very similar, you know, it's hard for me to understand what they're saying, so.
Just do an extra Q-tip in the morning. Clean out those ears.
Yeah. Sure. Good
tip. Yeah, that's the only reason why we got that wrong.
Yeah, we got that one wrong. We definitely did. All right, so there you go. Another opportunity for you to win Jonas Brothers tickets coming up tomorrow morning.
Throwback Thursday, presented by Drake's, celebrating 10 years in Louisville. Come play. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Kristen says, I'm not breaking up with anyone. I just really love getting full force when I hear this song, Taylor Swift, We're Never Getting Back Together. All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday.
I remember getting back together.
Throwback Thursday.
Like, ever.
Jade, I haven't been able to listen to Throwback Thursday in a year because of school.
Oh, wow.
I graduated. So, play some NSYNC so I can say bye to high school.
Oh, dang.
I mean, whenever NSYNC's involved, Kelly will concur.
That's I'm right. here for it.
That's right. Throwback Thursday.
Bye.
97 DJX. Jamie rolls in and says, hey, I have a job interview this morning. Ooh, good luck.
Oh, dang.
Yep. Action. Does that even count as a throwback? Yeah, One Direction is over 6 years old. Yep, it counts. Throwback Thursday, we got you.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain.
I mean, how much longer can we continue a boy band train? How long will you put up with this?
No, much longer, because you know what Angela said? She tosses out 98 degrees for the boy band training. I concur, because you know what? Nick Lachey won the Masked Singer, and we never really properly celebrated that.
I mean, this is the only 98 degrees we have, so.
Are you playing Christmas?
Yeah, what so you can enjoy, like, 20 seconds of this gift.
The snow is falling, the city is wide. Your eyes are shining like
oh, this is beautiful.
Tonight.
Beautiful.
And we're all alone. There's no one home.
Yes.
You'll finally
so all right, I think boy bands have jumped the shark here.
No. Really?
Todd says, how about Hanson Mbop? All right, we can. Your requests.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Lindsay.
Yep.
Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate it. I may have boy band amnesia after this. We may not hear boy bands for a while. I don't know.
What a gift.
Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. We got to be at the end, right? Of the boy band train, right?
No, nope. We're still not? Going strong. Toot, toot. Get on board.
Oh.
Mary, Jennifer. You see,
Amanda's all like, you cannot forget.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Boys to men.
Faux show.
Wow, if we're going, is this what this is today?
It is. Yes, it is. Get in.
Did we go to the boy band train?
Marinate in it.
All right, Throwback Thursday. I like how some people are getting very loose with the term boy band. Christopher and a bunch of people are pointing out, texting in. Hey, Ben, aren't Nickelback all boys? Yes, they are. They are.
Couldn't cut it as a poor man.
They are boys and they are in a band.
Like a blind man.
They are nickel men.
Sick without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. We having fun, yeah.
We are having fun now.
Yeah.
Really?
Amanda rolls in and says, hey, keep up with the boy band theme. How about some Blink-182? You're right. They are boy band too. We can get rockin' here. Doesn't have to be sappy boy band pop.
This is getting real loose now.
Throwback Thursday.
All the small things.
97 DJX. Yes, yes, yes. How can we ignore the Jonas Brothers?
That's what you regret.
How could we?
We couldn't.
I mean, if we're on the boy band train, might as well just buckle in.
True statement.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX.
Misty said, take me back to the Peter B. and Kelly K. days.
Oh, poor one. Look at that.
That was a while ago.
Beth, technically, I like how you start this.
No.
Technically, Eve 6 are all boys, and they're in a band. All right.
True statement.
Swallow my pride.
All right, we can go a little punk again.
The lack thereof would leave me empty inside. I would swallow my doubt, turn it inside. I'll find nothing but faith in
all
nothing.
Right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
Anna, it's her last TBT. Her work is changing her shift, but she's loving the boy band train.
Oh, okay. Samara says, don't. Oh, wait. No, actually, she says, do stop the boy band train. I wonder if she means don't stop. Because then
I feel
she,
like she says don't.
And then she says, choo-choo. She says, let's get married remix, Jagged Edge. Yeah, okay, that could be boy
that
band,
works.
I guess. All right, Throwback Thursday.
Remix. J-E, y'all.
All right, Throwback Thursday. We started with Taylor Swift, and we wound up in a boy band train.
I'm not mad, though.
CeCe tweets, if you're gonna do the Bubblegum Boys, then we need some Beastie Boys Grass Monkey.
Grass Monkey is a favorite.
I love Grass Monkey. I remember listening to Grass Monkey when, you know, I was in high school and I'd be mowing the lawn. I got the CD and I'd just be all like, Grass Monkey! Grass monkey.
Yeah, they should change it.
Oh, so funny. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Not exactly sure how we went and started onto this huge boy band train. It is all like, get off the boy bands. And get, and get on the girl band train. Some Pussycat Dolls. Right. Okay, all right. We could do that for just a hot.
By the way, Todd approves one of the best Throwback Thursdays I've heard. Great job to everyone.
He's like, well done, everyone. Well done. Well done. We know it's not Ben and Kelly doing this crap. Right. It's you all. I tip my hat to you all on a fine Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Yes, Amanda, we got your 112 Peaches and Cream. You know, the whole boy band train rolling.
Yep, we're back on.
I mean, you can't depart too long, right? Choo-choo, here we go. All right, Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Technically, we're running really late. But I only have one song from this last boy band we'll feature, okay, on this boy band track. All right.
Okay, what is it? Is it a Christmas song again?
No, it's not a Christmas song. Did you have a moment with one of these members? Is that what I'm recalling?
There was a night we went out and ended up with a little foot rub.
And Kelly was serenading this to Trevor? Is that what it was?
that was Trevor.
Okay, all right, Trevor.
Oh my God.
And Throwback Thursday.
I know when he's been on your mind.
Fall when you reach the bottom, it's now or never.
Kelly, does this take you back?
This takes me back. This takes me back to the Marriott downtown. Getting my foot rubbed on by Trevor.
Yeah,
and then
because
I kick him out and say, thank you so much, Trevor. You got to go.
Yeah, he was the only one of age, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I was crushing a little on Ashley Parker Angel, like, I gotta be honest. But then Trevor, yeah,
I was gonna say, was fun. Ashley Parker Angel came back when he was of age and did Bash several years later.
He did. At the time, though, that I was having my night out with the boys from O-Town out in the clubs, he was like 19. That was it. And then I got to know Trevor pretty well, and I like me some Trevor. We'll always have that night, Trevor.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Throwback Thursday. We do it every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Drake. If I were to say setting the bar, what would you say, Kelly?
That's a big what not to do.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we say small examples, but many times it's a big example because law is involved.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's examples of what not to do here. And it's stealing money and ripping businesses off. Always a bad thing, right?
Not good. No, but I think some people are held to even higher standards than the rest of us.
And I think the key to this story is who is doing that. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $800,000 to fuel gambling trips.
Whoa.
Yep. Wait for it. When you're a nun.
Oh, God.
You're doing okay.
Literally. Oh, my God.
Sister Mary Margaret.
No.
Oh, Sister Mary.
Oh, sister, that is not what we do.
I mean, at 79 years old, you'd think she'd know better, but she was.
Maybe. She was not paying attention.
Listen, Sister Mary watched a little too many episodes of Ozarks and was charged with wire fraud and money laundering. She ripped off the St. James Catholic School for a period of 10 years to the tune of about $835,000.
Hold on. She was ripping off a school? A Catholic school?
I wonder how many Hail Marys she's going to have to do.
Oh, that is going to be the longest confession session ever.
She's going to be doing Hail Marys for a while.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so according to reports, it was to pay for expenses that the order would not have approved, much less pay for.
AKA gambling trips?
Yep, including large gambling expenses incurred at casinos and certain credit card charges.
Oh, this is so much what not to do for a nun. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you or I, it would just be a byline.
That would be bad. But the fact is, we hold nuns to a lot more standards, not just law, but the Lord's law.
Maybe she missed that chism. But Sister Mary Margaret.
Oh my God! Can we just recap her rap sheet? She ripped off a Catholic school over what, 10 years?
Yeah,
$800,000 to cover gambling trips.
You got it.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
So again,
we're going to be confessing a lot.
If we can recap. Setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over $800,000 to fuel gambling trips, when your sister Mary Margaret, a nun, then you're doing okay.
I laugh, but this is awful. This is so bad, but it's kind of funny.
Yep.
But it's bad.
And that's setting the bar. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Group therapy this morning. We spoke with Emily, and in her own words,
I've kind of been trying to rationalize this as just maybe his inexperience with parenting.
Yeah, the fact that her boyfriend was telling or did tell her son to go ahead and cheat on a test, as long as he didn't get caught, it'd be all right. You know, she's been stewing on this a few weeks, and she's like, man, it's just a red flag. And I gotta be honest, a lot of people are kind of split on this.
Yeah, you know what? There are a lot of people that were like, well, hey, if he thinks it's fine to cheat as long as you don't get caught, then, you know, what other situations is that philosophy going to apply? But then others were like, well, hey, it's kind of like a one-time offense, you know, just make sure that he's been apologetic.
Yeah.
And he was probably just trying to be cool in her son's eyes. Lisa said, I definitely don't agree with his actions, but maybe he's trying to bond with the kid.
Right.
Maybe he's not been around kids a lot, just doesn't realize it's that bad. She said she treats them both well, so give him another chance. Finding someone who's good to you and your child is rare. There's a lot of crap bags out there.
Yes, there are. There are, for sure. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Shannon had posted, you know, just rubs me the wrong way that he said that your son interpreted the cheat sheet the wrong way.
Yeah.
How? And you know what? That's a great question, because we didn't dig into what did he say? How did he throw her son under the bus and say, oh, he just misinterpreted me?
Like, yeah, because I kind of feel like there's one way to interpret it's okay to cheat if you don't get caught.
Yeah. Yeah. And he threw your son under the bus for that whole thing. Yeah, so
I don't know. I think, you know, he's definitely on probation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if we just, you know, end it because of this one thing, but definitely be more aware of his interactions with your child and what he's teaching him.
Yeah, because there are a lot of crap bags out there. So
a lot of crap bags. Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Sure. Hashtag crap bags.
Hashtag crap bags. It's too late in the show for this now, but you'll have to remind me tomorrow. To give you the update from a group therapy that we had maybe even 2 weeks ago. It's been a couple weeks, I think, on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, which one was it?
Okay, do you remember when we got the message and we spoke to a listener who was wanting to buy the house her husband grew up in? But But it was way under asking price. It was from
Like $50,000 under asking price. And mother-in-law had very specific strings attached.
Yeah, like don't change the carpet. You know, I definitely has
don't change anything. Basically,
right, has very specific things about it. So should I just read you the first sentence?
Okay.
I mean, other than the, hey, Ben and Kelly, all that, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
So
thank you for skipping that
part. Yeah. Get ready for fireworks.
Oh, my God. That's all you're giving me? Now we have to wait until tomorrow? Yeah.
Get ready for fireworks.
So cruel.
I already know what's happening.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I'm not going to read it. I am on purpose not going to read it until tomorrow. I want to find out with everybody else.
Oh, gosh, that'll be great. Okay. So we'll have that update for you tomorrow morning, maybe around 7:30 before we get into You Laugh, You Lose. Okay. So,
okay.
Good stuff.
Oh, I'm nervous now.
I mean, it's always fun when we can help, you know, and it's always fun when you let us know how our help did.
Did we help on this one?
Not going to say.
Okay. Dang it.
I don't even know where we landed on this. I can't even remember. I think I said, I think you said,
you were
don't
like,
do it.
You were,
I said,
you said do it.
Yeah, I said, do it.
What, I was like,
once
don't
you,
do it.
I said, once you sign those papers, just start nicking away at it. Just start, oh, you know what? I'm going to paint the bathroom. And then, oh, you know what? I'm going to do this. And then just little things. And then boom, just it's yours and do it. You know,
I think Allison, a listener, Allison, tossed out a really good idea. Like, hey, maybe the kids can
throw the kids under the bus. Right? Sure.
That
do that.
Makes you that forces you to do some renovations, and that was kind of genius.
So, anyways, we got that update for you tomorrow morning, and your last opportunity with All Access Summer to win Jonas Brothers tickets to their Cincinnati show at around 8 tomorrow morning. Okay. What else did we miss? Anything?
There is one thing I just saw on the website. Speaking of waiting, The Mandalorian, the next season, not until next year.
Oh.
So much waiting.
Ow.
I know, it's kind of a bummer.
Ow. Have I?
But yeah, you can see that.
I've finished season two. It's been so long since season two came out. I was like,
I know.
Did I finish season two? I did.
Well, you can watch it about 55 more times and
before
get you ready
out.
For next
okay.
year.
All right.
And then there's something else you need to see on the website. It's kind of great. Salma Hayek, she's in Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, which I think is in theaters next week. She's dancing to Britney Spears, which is kind of perfect for TBT.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Hitman Challenge, and she got some moves.
All right,
check that out. Lots of fun things at WDJX.com.
All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.